welcome everybody to the 2023 organizational meeting for the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. It is now 4:30 and I'm calling the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioners, if you remain standing, please. We're going to do your oath of office. So, the rest of you can be seated. If you would all please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state and that you will faithfully discharge the duties of County Commissioner to the best of your ability?
I do.
Okay. I'll have you sign these at the end of the meeting. So our first order of business is going to be to elect a chairperson for this year. So at this time, I will call for nominations for chairperson.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Kuntz.
All right, go ahead, Neil.
I'd like to nominate David White.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Rich Ginnup.
Are there any other nominations for chair? Okay. At this time, I'm going to call the roll. Please state who you wish to vote for, and the majority of votes gets the chairperson position. Commissioner Loughbaum.
Rich Ginnup.
Commissioner Ahrens.
David White.
Commissioner Mapes.
Rich Ginnup.
Commissioner Ginnup.
Rich Ginnup.
Commissioner Gutowski.
Rich Ginnup.
Commissioner White.
White.
Commissioner Kuntz.
David White.
Okay, that is a 4-3 vote to Mr. Ginnup. You are the chairperson.
Okay. So now we will take nominations for vice chair.
Chair, I'd like to nominate David White.
I don't accept.
Chair, I'd like to nominate Ryan Kutowski.
Is there any other nomination? I guess it's, the nominations are closed, and there's no one else, so it's Brian Kutowski.
We have to call a roll. We have to call a vote.
Okay.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
For which person?
Ryan.
Commissioner White?
Gutowski.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Gutowski.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Gutowski.
Commissioner Mapes?
Gutowski.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Ahrens.
Commissioner Loughbaum?
Gutowski.
Commissioner Gutowski, you are the vice chair.
So now we need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make that motion. Support.
We have a motion and support. Any discussion over the agenda? Hearing none, do we need a roll call vote?
You can do a voice vote.
Oh, let's have a voice vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Motion carries. We now open the floor for public comment. Everybody has 3 minutes to step forward and make a comment. Anybody want to step forward? I don't hear see anybody coming forward, so we'll go on. So the next thing is the Board of Commissioners schedule. Has everybody looked at the schedule?
This is the fee schedule.
Well, the fee schedule, I'm sorry.
Move to approve the fees of the board.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second.
Second.
Do we have any discussion?
I would like to ask the county administrator, is this just a routine renewal of the fees already in place? It's not an increase?
I think there might be a few items on here that were increased. I know of one, under GIS, the increase the size of the plat book from the smaller to the larger size, so I do know that went up slightly. Other than that, clerk, I think everything else is the same.
Yeah, my office actually added a charge for digital or email copies because we're doing that now. So that charge there that you see under the clerk's office is an additional item on here. But other than that, everything else is the same as last year. Yes, they are quite routine.
Any other discussion on the fee schedule? Hearing none, is a roll call vote? Okay.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes? Yes.
So the next item is the meeting schedule. Need a motion to accept the meeting schedule.
So moved, Chair.
Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the meeting schedule? Hearing none, do we need a roll call vote?
I would do a roll call, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. So now we're to the part where we're looking for appointments for the Board of Commissioners. So I have made a slate here, and I'm going to read it off. If there's any opposition, we can talk about it. So for 911, it'll be Ginnup and Gutowski. For the Advisory Committee on Aging, it'll be Ahrens. For the airport, it'll be Gutowski, White, and Lofbaum. For the Area on Aging, it'll be White. For the Bay Bluffs Board, it'll be Mapes. For Bliss Fest, it'll be Lofbaum. For Brownfield, it'll be Kuntz and White. For Corrections, it'll be Ginnup. Construction Board of Appeals, nobody. Construction Resource Committee, Ginnup. Crooked River Locks, Ginnup. Department of Public Works, Mapes and Gutowski. Fair Board of Council, Kuntz and Gutowski. Health Department, Ginnup and Mapes. Historic Commission, Kuntz. Land Bank, Ahrens. Local Emergency Planning, Ginnup. Local Revenue Sharing for Petoskey, Kuntz. Local Revenue Sharing for Mackinac City, Lofbaum. Northern Michigan Counties Association, Aarons. Networks Northwest, Mates. Northern County Commissioners of Mental Health Services, White. Northern Lakes Economics Alliance, Aarons. Northern Michigan Community Action Agency, White. Paradise Lake Improvement Board, Lofbaum. Parks and Recreation, Gutowski and Kuntz. Planning Commission, Mapes and Lofbaum. Road Commission, White and Mapes. Sane, Ginnup. Sanitary Board of Appeals, Ginnup. Straits Area Transportation Committee, Mapes and Lofbaum. Veteran Board of Veteran Affairs Board, Aarons and Ginnup. Zoning Board Appeal, Zoning Board, Zoning Appeals Board, Lofbaum.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to respectfully decline that one committee appointment for Straits Regional Transportation.
Okay. Do we have another person that would like to take that position?
Mr. Chairman, I'll take the call.
Okay. Chairman White on there.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that the community action I not serve because it meets the same day as our second meeting of the month. You have to be in Traverse City in person to vote. And so it serves no purpose for me to sit on that board because I can't be in Traverse City to vote and be in here for board meeting.
So that we would all fall in that category though, right?
I think we need to pass that to the administrator to have to see what the adoption is.
So I don't have to attend the meetings?
No, we'd like you to.
We can see if we can find a staff person to attend.
Which one is that?
Community action.
Chair, I've got a couple of questions. So Parks and Rec, I think, meets at 10 o'clock every day. Maybe at noon, and that's not going to work. We can't serve on that. I've been serving on the Board of Health for the last year, and I hope to continue to do that. Fair Advisory Board, I'd like to get off the Fair Advisory Board and get on the Community Corrections Board. I think that's going to be easier on the schedule. There were some changes I had to propose.
Okay. I guess I disagree with the Health Board, but the other two I don't have a problem with.
Sit fair seat if he doesn't want it.
Say that again.
I'll go on back on the fair board. I was on it before.
Okay.
I'm curious about the Health Board. I've been on there for a year. It's been a pretty contentious year. I'd like to stay on there.
I think we just need some changes.
Is that the procedure we've used in the past to determine board appointments? I was always under the impression we do that sort of a discussion, compromise, and things like that.
Well, that's what we're doing now.
All right, well, I will acquiesce to that in the protest.
Okay.
So, what about the Community Corrections Board? Is Commissioner Kuntz going to go on that?
That would be fine, yes.
So
sure.
I'll be on Community Corrections, Historical Commission, Revenue Sharing, Brownfield Redevelopment.
Local Revenue Sharing. Yeah, yes. Parks, are you coming off of Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Because you can't make that. So is there anybody else that was going to fill the Parks and Rec spot? have Commissioner Gutowski.
Chair?
Yes.
I would like to step off the Advisory Committee on Aging. And I would like to be on the Planning Commission.
So we have two people on the Planning Commission already.
Well, we haven't done that yet. I mean,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know whether the two gentlemen have accepted it or what. Or I thought that was happening now. I realized things were being decided before the meeting. It's never been done this way.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that, too. Do we have a procedure in place, a policy procedure in place?
I don't know if there's a policy, but normally it's whoever was here existing, if they wanted to keep their current committees and assignments, they could. If they wanted to step off something, then one of the newer commissioners would have picked it up. And we went from there.
That's how we did it.
That's how we've done it.
That's how we've done it in the past.
So that people could match their interests and their skill levels to their committees.
I think it's a bad precedent to be on their new term this way. And I think we should have some mutual respect for each other in these things and some input from the existing members.
Now, I've got 3 years' experience as vice chair of the West Traverse board on the Planning Commission.
Well, go ahead.
I will step off the Planning Commission.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
The Board of Health?
I think it's time for a change on the Board of Health.
If there's agreement among the county commission.
Well, we can call for a vote.
All right.
So let's have a roll call vote for.
Are we going to have roll call votes for each of these then?
No, just the one that we're disagreeing on right now.
Is that even a procedure that? I don't think.
I'm trying to think. It seems like. It would be in the bylaws for the health department board on how that member is appointed. I don't have those in front of me.
Three or four max.
Susie, who are the two candidates for the health board right now?
Right now,
Rich and Don.
Yeah, Commissioner Ginnup and Commissioner Mains is what's been proposed.
I think Mr. Aarons wants out the Advisory Committee on Aging.
I'll step into that. He and I will swap the plan for the.
So let's approve all the other committees, but the one on health, I'll do that.
So you would want a motion to approve all the committee assignments with the exception of the health.
So who will make that motion? And a second?
Support.
So we have a motion and a second to approve all of the committee appointments except for the health department. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed at the same time?
Aye.
Okay. So want to take a roll call vote or a voice vote for the health department?
I guess it'd be my advice to maybe bring it back to the next meeting after some research. But it's really up to you guys. I don't.
We should look into that.
You'd have to. I mean, if you want to do a vote now, I guess we could do a roll call on what you've proposed.
I don't see it being much different than the nominations you did for chair and vice chair. Put the names of the candidates out there. You do a roll call on that. And
on all three, because there's two positions, and then the top two people would be on it?
recommendation, same as we do for the chair and the vice chair.
Do you need nominations and seconds for the positions?
I think we've already done that, right? With the, it'd be Mapes, Ginnup, and Koontz.
Were you those seconded?
No, they were.
Chair? Chair? It's attorney Steve Jopkins on the floor.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Steve Jopkins here. I see the issue here, and my recommendation from a procedural standpoint would be along the lines of there are two appointments in this particular board, and so I would recommend taking them one at a time and doing nomination for the first position first, and then nominations as there are, follow the same procedure as you did for the chair and vice chair positions, and then move on and follow that same procedure for the second position, taking nominations, closing the nominations, and then taking a vote. And whoever gets the most for each position becomes the holder of each of those two positions.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So let's go forward with that. So we need nominations for the first position.
I nominate Rich Ginnup.
I nominate Matt Koontz.
Okay.
You'd be
I'll be a second.
So I'll call the roll and state if you would like Ginnup or Koontz.
This is just for the health department board.
Just for the health department board, yes. Commissioner Lofbaum.
Ginnup.
Commissioner Ahrens.
Koontz.
Commissioner Mapes.
Ginnup.
Commissioner Ginnup.
Ginnup.
Commissioner Gutowski.
Ginnup.
Commissioner White.
Koontz.
Commissioner Koontz.
I abstain.
So, Commissioner Ginnup, the majority, and you receive the first position.
So, we need a nomination for the second position.
Correct.
I nominate Don Mapes.
I'll nominate Matt Koontz.
Okay. And state your choice when I call your name. Commissioner Ginnup?
Mapes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Mapes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Koontz.
Commissioner White?
Koontz.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Koontz.
Commissioner Mapes?
Mapes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Mapes.
So, Commissioner Mapes, you receive the second position.
Okay, so where are we at in the motions? Do we need a motion to approve the whole list?
Yes.
So we're looking for a motion to approve the whole list.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. If you need to.
The list with the exception.
Okay, that's
one,
right.
So
yep.
Back
sorry about that. Okay, so.
So you want a motion to approve the health department board?
Okay, motion to approve the health department board, commissioners.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. A
second.
And a second. Voice or roll call?
Yeah, you did the other one with a voice, so I guess that would be.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same time?
Aye.
Motion carries. We come to the part where there's public comment again. Anybody wishing to make a comment, step forward. You have 3 minutes. Seeing no one stepping forward, we'll close the public comment. The next board meeting will be held here in the County Commissioner Meeting Room. on January 9th at 6 o'clock. And, see everybody here. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.